Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a clear and pleasant evening across Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are experiencing mild temperatures, perfect for a stroll. In Haifa, the skies are clear. A warm night is expected, so outdoor plans should be comfortable. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel, Iran is threatening Israel and rejecting a U.S. ceasefire proposal. The U.S. has attacked Iranian military targets for the 13th consecutive night. Iran has retaliated in Bahrain and claims to have attacked in Jordan. Also, I-24 News reports that four Palestinians and one Israeli are dead after a shooting in the West Bank earlier today. At least six others are wounded. The incident started when Israeli hikers encountered Palestinians near the village of Tel. Also this hour, Israel Hayom says Prime Minister Netanyahu will head to Washington on Monday at Trump's invitation. He's scheduled to meet the American president at the White House on Tuesday and attend a funeral ceremony. Separately, JNS reports the IDF has announced a major operation in Samaria following a deadly terror attack. The military is reinforcing troops, postponing leaves, and has arrested nine suspects after an Israeli security volunteer was killed. And finally, Ynet reveals the IDF has named the officer killed in the recent West Bank attack. Maj. Yuval Ezra, 27, was a battery commander in the Artillery Corps' 411th Battalion. Here's what people are saying online. Mark Dubowitz, a policy expert, posted just minutes ago that opening the Strait of Hormuz and eliminating the Iranian nuclear program can't be achieved diplomatically, emphasizing the need for resolve. Middle East 24 warns of a nuclear balancing act in a post from earlier. It highlights Riyadh's stance on Tehran and the possible consequences of Iran's nuclear ambitions. Al Arabiya English reports just now that Kuwait's defenses are intercepting Iranian drones, underscoring regional tensions. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the escalating tensions in the region. The Times of Israel reports that Iran's threats against Israel come amid ongoing U.S. military actions. The U.S. has struck Iranian targets for 13 nights straight. Iran's retaliatory actions in Bahrain and alleged attacks in Jordan mark a significant escalation. This situation keeps diplomatic channels strained and raises concerns over further regional instability. Turning to the West Bank shooting, I-24 News provides more details on the deadly encounter near Tel Village. Israeli hikers were involved, leading to a violent confrontation with Palestinians. The loss of life and injuries add to the rising violence in the area. Such incidents threaten to exacerbate tensions between communities in the region. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Netanyahu's upcoming visit to Washington is significant. According to Israel Hayom, his meeting with President Trump aims to bolster U.S.-Israel relations. The visit also includes attending a funeral, highlighting the personal and diplomatic dimensions. This trip could influence future U.S. policy decisions in the Middle East. In a related development, the IDF's major operation in Samaria follows a deadly attack. As reported by JNS, this military response includes troop reinforcements and several arrests. The IDF's actions are a direct consequence of the recent killing of an Israeli security volunteer. This operation reflects ongoing challenges in maintaining security in the West Bank. Finally, Ynet's coverage of Maj. Yuval Ezra's death sheds light on the personal cost of conflict. As the IDF names him, the community mourns a dedicated officer. His death underscores the personal toll of ongoing violence in the region. On the economic front, first, Globes reports the Israeli shekel is at its weakest against the US dollar in 3 months. Analysts attribute this to various economic pressures affecting the currency's value. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes the rising price of oil amid fears of Gulf escalation. energy prices are climbing, impacting consumer costs and strengthening the dollar to 3.06 shekels. And finally, CTEC suggests businesses look at infrastructure for efficiency savings before resorting to layoffs. This approach could help organizations optimize costs in cloud and AI investments. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 7 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.